Amen. Well, good afternoon, amen. We're gonna start in the second verse of Psalm chapter 23 today, amen. Boy, it sure is a joy to come back on here and preach this little thought, amen. With a little bit of weight getting on, but thank God it'll all work out, amen. Psalm chapter 23 and verse number 2. Psalm chapter 23 and verse number 2 says this: He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Amen. Thank God we're going to bring a thought this evening on this. Are you weary in the work? Praise God, the Bible says over in Galatians, be not weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. Glory. So basically what Paul was saying in Galatians ties right in to what David said in the Old Testament. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to listen to this. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Thank God. The Bible says he maketh me. Jesus knew we'd be weary in the work. Or we'd be weary from the work. Don't be weary in the work. Amen. Devil was already trying to mess me up, but thank God we'll preach it anyhow. Amen. But you know this, he said, be ye not weary in well-doing. And Paul said that in Galatians. I think about this. The work of Christ is well-doing, amen. It ain't the work for the devil, which is sin. It's a work for the goodness of God in the upbuilding of his kingdom. Amen. So Paul said this: be not weary in well doing. Amen. And David said this back here in 23rd Psalm. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I want to preach just a minute on this. Are you weary in the work, amen? You know, I was looking this up. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. See, why does he make you? Because he knows this flesh gets weary doing the work. Because you know this flesh cannot stand to do what the Spirit wants to do. Because Jesus said that we need rest, amen. He said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, for I will give you rest, amen. Thank God. We can rest in the finished works of the cross of Calvary. Amen. Whew, glory. Amen. The Bible says at the end of Jeremiah 50 and verse number 6, thank God, listen. Bible says this: they've forgotten their resting place. I meant to come on this morning and preach that thought. But that didn't happen. But thank God, God's gonna let me tie this in, amen. amen. The word of God and the finished works of the cross at Calvary is the child of God's resting place, amen. So basically what Jeremiah was saying that the Lord said, they have forgotten what the resting place is. See, us as men of God, we're supposed to teach the other children of God the resting place, amen. They should know what the resting place is. But sometimes they get the things of the world on their mind and forget what the resting place is. But I'm here to tell you, bless God, this afternoon, amen, that as a child of God, we should never forget our resting place, amen. We should never be weary in the work, amen, of the cross and Calvary, amen, of what Christ done on the cross, because that's the only way we're going to make it into heaven, is by believing on the finished works of the cross at Calvary. Amen. See, if we don't believe on that, you know, it's like this. People, the children of God, they should want to keep a clear mind. But the things of this world is present. Even Paul said back over there, I can't remember where it's at, but he said that evil's always present with me. You know, that's what's present in the child of God's life always, is this flesh, it wants to do evil. But we have the power to overcome because we're a child of God. So, I may not be on here long, but I want to say this. A child of God needs to not be weary in the work. It's like this. You remember Lot's wife over there when Lot was going out of Sodom, and the Bible says that Lot's wife turned back into Sodom. And the Bible says this. She came as a pillar of salt. That's what she become. Because what she do? Go back into this world. And the Bible plainly says this. A man that taketh a plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. See, this flesh is not fit for the kingdom of God. That's why he gave us a spirit that could be saved, amen. A soul that could be saved, glory to God, because he knew his flesh would defile the things of God. But you know, today we think that this flesh is all right. No, it ain't. Because it defiles the things of God. See, the Bible says, I'm going to read verse 2 of Psalm 23 again. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh my. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Amen. You know why David said that? Because the still waters are a place where you can get along with God, amen. And you don't have the things of this world clouding up your mind to be able to hear God's voice clearly and do what He wants you to do. Because if you don't hear God's voice clearly, you won't do what He wants you to do, because the flesh is working against you, because it does not want to do anything that is contrary to its nature. On the other hand, the Spirit does not want to do anything contrary to its nature. But we think about this. The Bible says that Paul had a thorn in his flesh. I don't want to get into this too much right now. But Paul had a thorn in his flesh. And he asked the Lord to remove it 3 times. And on the 3rd time, the Lord said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. Amen? You know why Paul had that thorn in his flesh? To keep him humble. Amen? You know why we oftentimes sin? It's to keep us humble. Amen? We think we're high and mighty, but there's only one that is high and mighty, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and nobody else. Oh, Lord. I think about this. Why did Paul say that he asked the Lord to remove it? Because he felt in his flesh that it was a hindrance to him. But it was a blessing in disguise, amen. Because that kept his mind on the things of God. Amen. You know, oftentimes that we think that we're high and mighty and God has to bring us down. People don't like to be brought down by God, and that's a bad place to be. But you know, it shows us that we ain't the person we thought we was, because we can't do nothing without Christ. Amen. Amen. Let me focus on this right here in Psalm 23. The last of verse 2. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Now verse 3. Oh, Lord, I didn't know I was going to get in this. But now the beginning of verse 3, I think is where we'll leave off this afternoon. He restoreth my soul. You know, David said this. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. You know why? Because we need to be restored. Because we've been battle scarred. We've been broken. If we sin, we're broken. Christ has to restore us. That's basically what David was saying. That Christ has to restore us. Amen? Because if we're broken, he can use us. Amen? Thank God. Sure. If we're broken, he can use us to do his work. Amen. See, I'm trying not to get into this too deep today. I really want to try to save this for next week, but I don't know if I can. You know, the Bible says back over there in Jeremiah that Jeremiah went down to the potter's house, and behold, he saw the Lord, or he saw the potter, thank God, do a rock, do a work on the wheel. And the vessel that the potter made was marred. It was cast. I don't want to be cast away for the Lord. See, the vessel that was marred, the Lord can make new, because it says on down there that he made it again, and it seemeth to the good of a potter to make it. Amen. See, that's why Jesus has to restore our souls. Because, hey, we may be marred, but thank God, he can make us over again. And he can make us, and it seemeth good to the potter to make it. Amen. To make another vessel. See, Jesus can't use a vessel that's cracked or has holes in it. Because of this, our light needs to shine with those cracks in it. Our light won't shine like we need, like Jesus wants it to be. So we need to make sure that our vessel don't get no holes or cracks in it to make our light shine for him. Amen. Glory to God. That's why he said, that's why praise God, David said, he restored my soul. Amen. Glory. Shoo! Lord, have mercy. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, amen. Oh, amen. Well, good day, and God bless you. Have a good service at church tonight. Now, be faithful to your church if you have a home church, amen. But pray for us tonight as well. We're going to be preaching tonight, and Lord, we really could use the prayers of God's people, amen. Good day, and God bless you.